The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
According to you, O Lord.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These I must also lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Weren't those readings beautifully proclaimed by our first graders? There is something powerful about one of our children in getting up and saying that, see what the Father has bestowed on us that we may be called children of God, and yet so we are. And in the first reading, you heard, beautifully proclaimed, loudly, clearly, is there is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved. You know, I think, that that statement is hard in today's world. And for many of us, we resist that because it can cause so much division. Perhaps we have been experienced people trying to convince us that their faith is right and it alienates us. But yet, this is one of the central teachings of the Catholic or the Christian faith. Also, many of us know good people of other religions, and we ponder and wonder, how can it be that someone of good faith, even if in another religion, doesn't go to heaven? And so this is a difficult teaching in our world, and we need to struggle with it. But it is the teaching of the Catholic Church that even people from other religions can go to heaven if, through no fault of their own, they have not been exposed fully or with good example to the Christian message or to Christ, and they've followed God to the best of their ability as God has been revealed to them. That is our teaching. But it is still also our teaching that even in those situations, it is through Christ that all people are saved. His life, death, and resurrection are an essential part of how all human beings are saved. And it's also a teaching of our church is that if someone has full time to investigate all the truths and exposed to good examples and not alienated by those who can really hurt us as bad examples of the faith, that everyone would come to the conclusion or the truth that Jesus is Lord. But in our world today, we still try to promote or think about different options. Like an option that's very common is that all religions are the same. All religions lead to God. And they can, if understood properly. But you've seen the bumper stickers, perhaps, where it's got all the symbols of all the different religions. Or one of my favorite images, or what I've heard, and this is only for older people who know Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. You know that artwork on the cover where there's a prism, and the white light comes in one side, and it gets divided into all the different colors, and many people will say that God's revealed himself in all these different religions, and they're all just as good. But, again, that's against our Christian faith, but also that doesn't stand the test of either logic or the test of love. By logic, although it's a comforting idea that would help us not have tensions, because it is part of our human condition to disagree and to work through and still love one another in the midst of those disagreements. But if you compare the religions, they are different, and many of their claims are in common, and that's good, but many of their claims contradict one another. And so logically, it cannot be true that they're all the same. It is our Christian belief that they all might contain parts of the truth, but only the Christian faith, the fullness. But when you compare all the religions, what you find, I believe, is that of all the religions, the most extreme, the most bold, is Christianity. No other religion claims to be founded by God, God who became human, which defies, really, our understanding, and that God raised from the dead. No other religion claims that. That is unique. And so either Christianity is the most true or the most false. You decide. We decide. And so I say it doesn't stand the test of logic that they're all the same. But more importantly, I think, and convincingly for me, it doesn't stand the test of love, right? If there is one God, and if we are all God's children, even if we greatly disagree, and even if there's been different religions, God would not want us to be divided with different religions, would he? Would he not rather prefer that there be one flock and one shepherd? Even though we have trouble doing that, that is the high goal that God gave his life for and that wants. And so, every religion can be a stepping stone to the fullness of God, but only in Christianity do we have that fullness. But it's important as Christians, we're reminded to share that fullness and to point others to the Good Shepherd, not to try to force people to believe the way we believe, and not to have it cause such great division that we are divided. We must have love as the highest standard. And if there is one shepherd and one flock, we're all on the journey. None of us fully understand God. But in Christ Jesus, we have the fullness of our understanding as humans possible. But as children of God, it is not yet revealed what we shall yet become. But we are transformed to become like Christ, the true shepherd. But as we meet others and try to help them find the way to the truth, we point them to Jesus, and not so much try to convince them by our own power what's right or wrong. No one comes to Christ by losing an argument or a war. And so one of the most powerful prayers, and it's been powerful in my life, is to go to Jesus when we don't yet fully know the truth, and to help others go to Jesus. And there was a time in my life where I was greatly struggling with, is Christianity real? How does it make a difference? And the prayer that someone taught me to make was, Jesus, if you're really real, show me. If you could really make a difference, lead me. And that was a powerful prayer in my life. And that is something we can also encourage others to do. Christianity is different than all other religions. And here is the main point, is that most other religions are founded by a human being teaching us how to get to God. But in the end, it's always still our power that saves us by following a particular way. Only in Christianity does God become human and give us the power to be reconciled with God. It is by the incarnation God joins our humanity so our humanity can be joined again to his divinity, because we separated ourselves. And he gives himself to us to live in us. It happened in Christ Jesus our Lord, but then he formed the church, the flock. He is still the good shepherd present at every single Eucharist, giving us his very power for new life, and creates in us a new creation that can love one another and lay down our lives. Because without God's help, we've already proven over thousands of years, we have no hope of living united as one flock. And so, God is the Savior, Jesus Christ, the true shepherd. And in this Mass, we receive him again, come into deeper communion with him, and through that, with one another. And so there are many among us who will be receiving that first communion today to join themselves to the flock who has one shepherd. The one shepherd still is with us, leading us and guiding us, giving us himself, transforming us through this Eucharist to become like him and to lay down our lives then in love for our sisters and our brothers and others of this flock.